ADXQ testing on the M1KE using AllStarLink. KD8DXQ clear.
WYRC Mobile.
Yeah, Dave, it's going to be the Coney Island that Tom and I normally go to prior to the meeting, and that is on Garfield, right across the street, but south of MISD, just north of 19 Mile, and they have really good quick service, so we're thinking about meeting there at 6 o'clock.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I might join you guys. See how the day goes. I'm trying to get try to relax, and so I don't want to do it too much, but I want to try to get some stuff done for the meeting. So it just depends on how the process goes. But yeah, sounds like it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to the meeting tonight. I think we'll have a good. good meeting. I think things are, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited.
Yeah, I spoke to Mike a little bit on DMR. I think it was yesterday, and kind of the same thing. Just always enjoy. I don't know why it is, but I guess it's a good thing. We enjoy the in-person meetings. And I'm just curious, do we actually have like a topic for this meeting? In other words, should we be bringing our laptops?
I am planning on going over ResGrid for the first half of the meeting, and then I believe Mike is going to do some WinLink stuff. So I will send it out an email when I get home and make sure everybody brings their laptops, and that way then they can kind of follow along. I wanted to do that before that one meeting. I was telling everybody to bring their laptops, but then we were having problems with ResGrid, so I didn't want to. We didn't get a chance to, but this next one is this one that is the plan at least.
Alrighty, that sounds good. It answers the question. That'd probably be a good idea to put that out then for those that might not think about it. And then just an FYI, one of our newer members, the one that works for the Coast Guard, number 27, Brian, ZRI is his suffix. He's just going to be late. He might not be able to make it until 8 o'clock. I told him, oh, definitely show up anyways. It's not like you have to be there on time. If you can make it part of the meeting, that's certainly better than not. So he might show up late, but that's fine.
Yeah, that's totally fine. I'd rather come to the meeting than not. You can meet some of the leadership team and kind of get to know people and stuff like that. So that'll be good for sure. And good to have him along. I'm excited to meet him.
And then, Dave, the last thing to save you some trouble, I don't necessarily need a Xerox of the code of conducts that you have, but, if maybe you could have a list of who's already turned them in so I don't dog them, and I can just check them off my list. I mean, as long as one or the other of us have it turned in, I think it would be fine, but it's totally up to you. Whatever makes it easier for you.
Yeah, I can get that to you. I was going to get that yesterday, and we had some things going on yesterday, and Leo's birthday. So I will do that today and try to get that a list of, I think it's only like two or three guys that have turned it in to me. And then obviously I'll make sure that, I'm on the list as well, so.
Okay, and if that's all that it is, then we could just do that at just before the meeting. I'll be sure to be there before 7, and you and I can just compare notes, and we'll check those off of my list, and that'll save you something. It's up to you how you want to do it, but we can do it that way as well.
Okay, yeah, that sounds fair to me. I'm good with that.
Alrighty, sounds good. We'll probably see you at National Coney on Garfield then around 6 p.m. And then we'll be, of course, at the meeting before 7. And I do believe Dean's setting up at the meeting, so he's going to have access to the room early, which is fine.
Okay, yeah, for sure. Definitely sounds good. And if Dean needs help, I'll reach out to Dean and see if I can. I'll be available for him as well if need be. So, sounds good.
Yeah, might as well. I'm going to be in that area early anyways. So if he's there, I may stop by prior to the 6 p.m. Time and might set up the sign-in sheet and the signs I have for the code of conduct and get that all set up. If Dean's already there anyways, then he can kind of watch it, but it's only paper. So, but then I might just head out to the National Coney to be there at 6 and then, you know, we can get back, have a bite and get back over there. But it'll all work out. So, all right, sounds good, Dave. I appreciate it. This is N8WRO. After you, sir.
Sounds good, Tim. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your hard work and what you guys do. Looking forward to tonight. So, alrighty, we will talk later, and I'll be clear. This is K8YNU.
K8YNU, good afternoon. This is NAWCV. Well, you've got a head start to the weekend here. A little extra day off, and I guess you're heading down to the meeting. How's things been since the trip there? Everything going okay?
Yeah. Yeah, everything's good. Getting back to business and just things taking care of. How you guys doing coming back from your trip?
We're doing pretty good. Good trip back. We stopped at the Cracker Barrel there at Bridgeport on the way home, but made a pretty good time across. We went up to US 10 and back down I-75 and then across 57 and then the 15 across 59. But made good time, and yeah, we're doing pretty good, just catching up on things, but all is good here.
Yeah, good. Good. Sounds good. You guys had a good trip, and sounds like you guys had a good time coming back.
We did. We had a good trip and made good time coming back. We're just not going to stay in that hotel, the Quality Inn again. I never slept on a mattress that every time I got up popped. It was it definitely, like I said, it's a love-hate relationship, but your mom and I looked at that hotel you guys stayed at, and might look over that one for the next time around.
Yeah, for sure. It was a good place, and the beds were pretty comfortable, and like I said, they had breakfast and whatnot, so rooms are clean, and service was good, so it was nice.
That's the good thing. Yeah, like I say, we're going to check that out if there's a next time, but Yeah, that was probably, you're talking about breakfast. That was about the only good thing, really, the good thing about the motel was the breakfasts were good. We ate there every morning and we were fed really well. It wasn't a bad, I don't make it sound like it's a terrible motel. It's just, it's the bottom of the line, that type motel. And a lot of the people that come in and out of there are contractors, people that are working in the area, staying overnight. They just need a place for the night and such. But there were, a few others. It worked out good, and I'm glad for, like I say, maybe next time, something else.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. When you're staying somewhere, for me at least, it's like the room's got to be clean, the beds have got to be comfortable, and you got to have good service. If any one of those are off, I won't stay there again.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. At its moment there, we had one of the nights there, sitting there watching the ball game, and all of a sudden the fire alarm or smoke detector went off in the hallway, and I'm like, what's going on, and I'm like, I'm not going anywhere until somebody knocks on the door. It finally went off. I don't know what caused this, but it's like, man alive, it's just a little unnerving. The last time we were there, we had 5 Costa County Sheriff cars there, and now we got this. Like, I think it's enough.
Yeah, for sure. I don't blame you. I guess a little much after a while. It's like, that's excusable. But happens again.
I agree on that one. So, like I say, next time we'll see what happens there. But hey, what'd you think of the wedding there? It was quite a crowd. It was a good wedding. What'd you think?
I think the ceremony went well. I think a lot of people showed up. I think the ceremony went really well. It was a good day, beautiful weather, can't ask for anything more,
Identifying as well. At AWCV, as I say, it was a beautiful day, beautiful weather. I went over prepared. I had heard that it was going to be chilly up there days before, and packed, and as it kind of unfolded, it's like, it's going to be warm today, and I ended up having to go to Walmart and get a couple of polo shirts. It's like, I couldn't take it anymore. It's like, this has been too warm up here for me, and the ceremony was good. It was a good message that Lee gave, a good charge. I think Mom and I said, as a dad, he kind of overdid it there to break, but it turned out really well.
Good wedding, good ceremony, hopefully they'll look back on it and be many good memories, and they can enjoy, they enjoyed their day, and that's what matters.
Yeah, that's it. It's their wedding, their day, and. From the services to the ceremony to the reception, really did a nice job, did a lot of hard work to prepare for it, and we helped with some of the preparations. I'm glad to be able to do that. And food was simple, and like you say, it just I fell into place real well. Like I say, just the turnout was like wow, especially for a Monday at 12 noon wedding.
Yeah, I was a little concerned on the date and time, but you know, it all worked out like that. There's you know, a good amount of people that showed up, and I think, you know, being on a Monday, it's not bad. It's just like, you know, if it was on a Sunday, you know, people are in church, and you know, they get a lot of stuff going on there. You know, Sunday, or, you know, Saturday, it's like, you know, people are getting ready for church, and, they're getting ready for the weekend, and you know, so I think, you know, Monday is, you know, it worked out. And that being a holiday, you know, that I think that kind of helped as well.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I don't know if there's any people left. You know, the day Monday was Columbus Day or Indigenous People's Day, you know, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, that probably could have played a role as well. I know that you know, a lot of the people to the church, they're retired, and there's a lot of Kobiak people that came down, and you know, relatives of that. Originally, it was going to be a really small wedding, maybe 40, but I would be sure a lot more than that. So, like you say, it was well planned out. There was, it seemed like there was enough food, and just again, really pleased at the glad you were able to come up too.
Yeah, we were definitely gonna at least give it a good go to get there, and enjoy the time with you guys and you know, with the family. So see you guys.
Yeah, definitely enjoyed the time with you guys there, and it's like you say, we were able to spend the time together, and that's kind of neat seeing your younger kids and some of the younger kids, especially the foster children there playing together. I thought that was kind of neat. They needed that.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Jeremiah was kind of rough getting, you know, going home, but we made it. It worked out. So.
Yeah, it was kind of a long day for him. I'm sure. I'm sure he probably could have used a nap, but he did really well. And glad your kids. Your kids got to see it as well. I think that's pretty neat in that aspect.
Yeah. That is nice. Didn't run into any construction. It helped pretty good. We had some good gas mileage. Really couldn't ask for anything better.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. We went down, originally went down across 69 to 127. It was kind of out of the way, but like I said last week, I just wasn't going across two-lane roads this time. And in fact, I had heard yesterday or a couple of days ago, wouldn't you know, that the Milwaukee Bridge northbound is open, so... You know, I'll go figure, but at least it's open for other travelers going north.
Yeah, that actually just opened up, like, just as we were rolling through, so that hasn't been open that long.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm like, man, it was just been a day or so. Could have went, you know, I had 75 doors, but it's all right. It's all good. We got good gas mileage as well. And made good time. Didn't run into any construction. I'm glad, too, because on 69, I guess they're going to work on the part of it. I think between, somewhere between Flint and Lansing, they're making crossovers. And, they're going to start it, I think, a couple of days ago, and it's going to be down to a lane. They're going to deal with that scenario next year. So I'm glad we got past a lot of that type of construction. Happy for no delays this time.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. Get that over with, and deal with next year going north, but there's other ways up north too, so you know, there's always ways around things.
Yes, absolutely. See what happens, I say, next year. Reading about some of the things tonight for the meeting there, I guess you guys are working on the Res Grid and other things in the book there that, you know, the various steps going through there tonight, it sounds like.
Yeah, for ID, anyway. Yeah, that is the plan. In fact, we're going to try to record it. LAX is going to be recording the meeting, and we'll have that posted here hopefully tomorrow. And then if you want to watch it, you can, you'll be able to watch it. So.
Oh, okay, that sounds good. I'll see if I can do that. I think the only thing I'm planning tomorrow is just running over the leaves, just bulking them in a couple spots. But other than that, not a whole lot going on. I'm going to the doctor on Monday, so I'll definitely have to try to take a look at it or take a listen to it. I think that should be good. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're doing that instead of Zoom. It's one of those things where, dates are available, but still encourage everybody to. To be there, and it works out, and Dean's really good at that stuff. That's kind of his specialty. We made him the public relations person, so he's doing that on Facebook. It's nice to have the help. It's nice to have guys that are stepping up and volunteering. Doing these things, it enhances our team, and it's nice. It really is.
Yes, I agree. Look at the app, and some things coming across, and this person's posting some information, and somebody else is, and it's like say it. Takes a lot off of you and off of Mike, and glad for that. Glad for everyone stepping up, and makes it their team. It makes it our team working together. So I'm happy about that for the group and for you as well.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It really is, and we got a lot of good group of guys that work really well together, and a lot of excitement. And, John mentioned, it's like you don't see a lot of that, in volunteering today, and that's what we want. We want that excitement. We want to build that excitement. Get people involved, and volunteering is important, and even within the team, and it's nice to see these guys do that, I like that. I like volunteers. I like it when, you know, somebody steps up and says, hey, I can do that, or hey, I can do this, and what do you think of this? And I'm like, hey, you know, run with it. You know, it's your baby, and you do it.
I totally agree, and I definitely, I think our words, concur with the words there, we're going to run with it, and that's what's got to be done. So I'm glad to see it, and happy for it, and you know, definitely have to keep it going, do what we can do, and keep going forward as a group.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, it's like, you know, I'm hoping that you know, that excitement spreads over to the other you know, partnering counties and districts, and get more people involved, and you know, build something that's you know, strong. And you know, it's like you know, our goal is to be ready for, you know, our communities, but also to be ready for other, you know, neighboring counties if they need help, or they need us. I want a strong Macomb County. So,
NAWCB, yes, agreed on that one there. And yeah, I don't know if you heard the Wayne County that last night. They were, you know, they were talking about potentially. I don't think it's submitted yet, but I think they're talking about a wind lake next, and doing that separate, and you know, just the other, you know, that they're talking about the meeting in person, and really, and you know, really encouraged it. Just they said there was a lot, or somebody said within an hour, you know, an hour meeting, there's a lot of stuff just packed in there, a huge lot of things going on. So yeah, I think there are a lot of favorable things in the group strength and things that need to be worked on. So definitely a good favorable scenario here.
Yeah. We're hoping to get our hospital next running here. Hopefully the next couple of weeks we get something going. So we have a command meeting tomorrow. So we'll probably talk about a lot of that stuff tomorrow, and a couple other things we want to cover. But you know, trying to get things going. You know, we need that hospital net. I think it's important to have, and important to get going. And Windlink, that's a great idea. Might be something that our guys might be interested in as well. I know a lot of them are interested in Windlink, so. Maybe I'll let them know, and they can get into Wayne counties, or even if you know, we do our own.
Yeah, it seems to be you know, very again, and you know, you use them as the program, and you know, exercise it. They do the various exercises too that are done. And And I know, I don't know if they still do it. I think the New Oakland County has done it, and they've done exercises with it, and they had to. You know, again, like you say, it seems like there's an interest in the group for it, and it seems like Sinclair, too, if I'm not mistaken, has interest. So, yeah, it's just definitely something that can, as to the county, or even a couple of them, or
Yeah, for sure. I know there's like quite a bit of interest. So that'll be good. It'll be good to see, and hopefully somebody does it there, and you know, get it out to the guys. And, you know, there's always lots to do. There's lots of different things to do with ham radio. So just kind of whatever sparks your interest, and you know, piques your interest. That's what's important.
And I think as well, you know, what you were originally saying about the hospital act, you know, that was a staple with this group for a long time. And to be able to start, you know, start that back up is a, you know, that's a big, you know, it's a big step forward. And again, it's the testing of the equipment. It's seeing if the, you know, the equipment's working in the hospital and how far we can communicate and so forth. So yes, again, it's another thing that's a large step. You know, maybe you know, you can't participate in everything. You know, maybe certain areas of interest, like you know, you were saying with some of the guys. You know, just looking over the roster, you know, you see where you know people are interested in stuff, and yeah, to pick that up and run with those strengths. And if there's needs, you know, hey, you know, we have a need here. Can you help us with that type of thing?
Yeah, you know, it's like we advertise, you know, as far as, you know, our emails to people and stuff. You know, you can pick and choose what you want to do and, you know, what you want to get involved in. If there's just something, you know, you can get into and you have the time for it, great. If you don't, well, that's okay. There's other things that, you know, we can get involved in and do, and you know, I try not to make the you know, the requirements for membership stringent, because I know, you know, people have lives, and you know, when something you know takes the time, you know, makes it hard to get involved, and then people don't want to get involved, so.
And then give me CD. Yeah, you know, you want it to be a positive experience, and I think you said it too. You know, you don't want to burn people out. You know, they have other activities, work, and obviously family. You know, priorities there. You know, you want to create that little time frame that they can enjoy the hobby. They can do as much or as little behind the scenes. But yeah, you definitely don't want it to, you know, you. Trying to iron fist, you know, you gotta be here, you gotta do this, you gotta give this time, you know, it definitely makes for, you know, it makes it good, it's like that, it's fun, it's enjoyable, and yet it's using your talent, using your equipment,
yeah.
Yeah,
for sure, that, you know, that's just it, too, is like, you know, you do ham radio because this, you love radios, you know, or, you know, using radios, and, you know, you do this hobby for fun, and when things stop becoming fun, and then it's just, you know, it becomes a job, and then it's like everything else, you know, and, you know, you work, you know, some guys are retired, and, you know, that's what they got, and, you know, the other guys that, you know, they're working, and, you know, and, you don't want to have to do another job when you have to do another, you know, when you have to work your day job, you don't want to have to do another job on top of that day job. You want to be able to, you know, kick back and relax. And, yes, there is a serious aspect of what we do, but, you know, you want to have fun doing it as well.
Yes, agreed on that one. Absolutely. Like I said, there has to... You know, it has to be a balance, and like you say, using the hobby, you know, up north there, you know, took the opportunities there, you know, tried out the radios, you know, never got anybody up there, the only contact I made was you, and, you know, wasn't able to get into the BMR side, I think Morley is about 10 miles from Big Rapids, but, you know, as interested, you know, where you guys were at when you called the distance. Those are the types of things, and you know, use that as an example of, you know, that's the enjoyment of the hobby. It's, you know, going to say, well, I failed at this. I can't get out. I can't, you know, this doesn't work. You say, okay, what do we do to build on it? How can I improve on it? Or, you know, something better next time. I'm not getting discouraged, but definitely choosing the hobby. Hey, I tried it. Going forward.
There's always something. There's always something to redo, or you know, work on an antenna, or work on this, or work on that. So it's pretty cool. The hobby is, in my opinion, I could be wrong, but I think in my opinion, it's probably one of the best hobbies in the world.
I agree on that one. I agree. You know, the kids even got to see a little bit. I brought one of my handhelds with me, and one of the kids asked me, he worked for the police, I think. I told him, I'm a ham radio operator, so he worked, I tried to reach out, and, they heard the repeater down in Big Rapids, so it's like, hey, I'm able to hit it from, from Reed City or whatever, and, then he kind of messed around with them there with the family, the FRS radios there. And, it's that type of stuff. It's kind of, again, their interest. And, it's neat because it's out there. Electronics is very, very cool.
Yeah, for sure. Well, then, I'm here. So I'm going to hop out of here and head in and get kind of set up. We're doing kind of like a pre-meeting before the meeting. Good chatting with you, and hopefully you guys have a good night. Enjoy the evening. It's beautiful weather, 64 degrees, not too bad. We'll get that posted for you, and you guys will get to watch the meeting here hopefully tomorrow.
Yeah, that sounds good. It was good talking with you, and like I say, tried to touch base a little earlier. We were probably busy, and that's all good, but glad we were able to hook up there tonight, and thanks for the ride along there. Hope you have a good meeting. I hope good attendance tonight. It's very productive, and like I say, I look forward to seeing, the recording or video. That'd be great, but anyway, enjoy your evening and your time off this weekend, and enjoy your family. Tell them hello, and wish you 73 and 88 to be with the family, and we'll catch you down the page. NAWCB will be clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88 to Mom. KAYNU, clear.
Yeah, I'll be right here.